New details on a Love County disappearance from over a decade ago. A new cap on parental choice tax credits. And increases to multiple utility bills on the horizon. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, May 7th. I'm Hannah France. A medical examiner's report offers new details in the cases of Molly Miller and Colt Haynes, who disappeared in Love County nearly 13 years ago. KOSU's Sarah Lisi reports on the latest update.
Chickasaw Nation citizen Molly Miller and her friend Colt Haynes were last seen alive as passengers in a car involved in a police chase in July of 2013. Their remains were found last February in a heavily wooded area in Love County. Now, a new report from the chief medical examiner's office shows no sign of injuries for Miller and Haynes around the time of their deaths. The findings also reveal that a fire occurred in the area where the remains were found. However, the remains were weathered and exposed to animal activity, staining, and sun bleaching. And due to the limitations in the autopsy, the causes of both deaths are unknown. The investigation into their deaths is still ongoing. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
The state is setting aside more money to subsidize Oklahoma families' private school tuition. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the governor signed a bill to increase the cap on parental choice tax credit.
House Bill 3705 from Speaker Kyle Hilbert raises the program's cap from $250 million to $275 million. The program provides a $5,000 to $7,000 tax credit for parents whose children attend eligible private schools. According to the Oklahoma Tax Commission, $248.4 million was spent on the program last year. STIT originally called for the cap to be eliminated. Instead, the final version of the bill stipulates the cap cannot exceed $275 million for future years. The passage of this bill was the stipulation for the enactment of another bill, a $2,000 pay raise for public school teachers. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
PSO customers may soon see an increase in their monthly bills. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports regulators are set to vote on the utility's latest request to invest in new energy infrastructure.
PSO says it needs to add 2 natural gas units, 3 battery storage facilities, and purchase power agreements from wind and gas projects. A spokesperson says its goal is to make sure customers have reliable electricity during peak demand times. Filed testimony from last year shows the investments would add $10.34 to average monthly bills. The final cost could change depending on how the Oklahoma Corporation Commission rules. They're expected to vote Monday. This request is different from PSO's base rate case, which would add about $25 to average monthly bills. That's still being considered by the commission. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
And Oklahoma natural gas customers could also see higher monthly bills soon. The utility company is asking state regulators to approve a nearly $29 million rate increase. The company says the increase would help cover rising costs and pay for improvements to its natural gas infrastructure. If approved, ONG says most customers would see their monthly bills increase by about $3, though tax-related credits could lower that increase to around $1.50 per month. Under state law, the Oklahoma Corporation Commission has up to 180 days to make a decision. For additional news throughout the day, visit us at KGOU.org and follow us on social media.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you 3 essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.